What is this shift?
We good to go?
Good to go.
Good to go. All right, let's
Drum
do this.
roll.
Welcome to hit shift the fan. No.
Hit shift the fan.
Shift,
you gotta hit shift it.
Yeah, hit those shifts.
It's like a hip pop, but it's a hit shift.
Like, reminded me of the Bop It game. You know, you do it too fast, you start messing up.
There you go.
Me trying to jump in. We have Selma again. Selma.
Hello.
And the next time, I mean, I just got to remember, last time we forgot to be like, hey, is there anything you want to promote or anything like that? But I did add it into the copy, into the description.
Okay.
So I've got your links for this. I have your Instagram and your website. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add as well at the end. But we'll add whatever Soma wants to. We have all of our stuff that we're promoting in the description. And since Soma's going to be more of a regular on this, we also want to promote Soma. Anywho, today the question was, how do we help heal our fans? And we pulled death as the main card. And the Four of Pentacles as our hidden energy. Y'all have your thoughts while I send a little energy to my airway.
I have a question. You always pull the first card before the hidden card.
Yeah, we pull the first card. It's whatever falls out, whatever jumps out. That's the way I like to do it. Is whatever card jumps out, or cards sometimes, that's going to be the main card. And then what's underneath the deck is the hidden energy, which I'm glad you asked, because I don't think we've ever said that that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it later. Yeah.
No, it's perfect. What are y'all thoughts on that? What do you think this is telling the people on how to help heal themselves?
Our cards. Well, I was looking at the Four of Pentacles with just this earthly energy, the material things, the concepts that we have, and how he's basically guarded by them. You know, he's standing on two pentacles as if those are his base, and then he's hugging another one like this as if that's his possession, and then he's got another one by his head as if that's his crown. So he's like surrounded by this earthly possession, kind of. I mean, and this is kind of how I interpret it, but like that's his, he's guarding this thing and protecting it. And and simply put, like, there just needs to be a death to that, because the things that we hold on to in this life, it's okay to have precious and dear things to us, but when we are so wrapped around them and we have all of our energy protecting this thing, then that thing has control over us. It is controlling our mind, our body, our spirit, and our actions. And without a death and a breaking off, a cutting off to what that is, we're just setting ourselves up for our own life death, you know, for something to just come in and take it away and really, really hurt us in a lot of ways, and for us to hurt others, because we're not connecting to anything. We've isolated ourselves off to this material possession, or even just this mental concept that we form inside our mind. So that's kind of what I get from that.
I think that's really important, and I want to speak to that. All that you said is it's the hidden energy, and the hidden energy is like it's going on, and it's the toughest thing for us to see. So that's why it's helpful to have that picture, and for you to say it's got to have a death to it. Otherwise, I mean, I just think of situations in my life that right now are telling me the things that I'm holding on to about myself that are in my way. And that is, it's showing up in a writing class, it's showing up in another training, and one more place I can't think of that I talked about yesterday. And it's so it's in the way of my own healing, which, if this is about healing, it's always about healing ourselves first, and then we can serve that much better. So those things that are running us have our consciousness preoccupied somewhere else. We can't be fully conscious when those things are running the show. Can't be fully us. We can't be authentically who we were born as. And every time it shows up is the pointing to that's when we're inauthentic.
I like that you pointed out, or made the emphasis that the hidden energy, because it's like it's bringing us to this like almost like a heightened awareness of like, okay, well, maybe there's something that I have this grip on that's like I want to make some change, but I have something that I'm gripping on to too tightly. So I need to learn to be honest with myself about where I am holding on to tightly to a reality that I think is like really real, a story that I think is real. I'm so grounded in it. I've put my feet down on it. I've planted my feet. That's really real. I've put it in front of my heart so that I can't really feel the truth, and I've also blocked it, anything else up here mentally from being able to come through because I am so gripped by this thing that I think is real, that I'm not seeing what's possible in, in letting go of that grip. I'm so grounded in it that nothing else can come through. And that's, just sort of tying in what you both have said, that that's got to die, that we've got to be willing to let these things die. And there's nothing wrong with holding it in your heart, sending love to it, because I for me, Soma and I did an event together, a healing event, and I realize I carry so much here. And along my airway between my throat chakra and my heart chakra, because it's like, what am I giving truth to? What do I feel is so real that I'm giving truth to it, that I'm speaking truth to it, that I'm constantly saying, like my whole situation, it's physical. It feels really real. I'm really like I'm really clinging to it, right? But I'm also sending love to it constantly, which is how I've healed so much already. And I also am aware that I'm making this stuff up in some way. So there's also that opportunity, I think, is to speak about it. I've said this, multiple times, I think, it's like speak about it so that you actually hear yourself speaking. But you got to know that you're also, your body's miraculous. You can heal yourself from anything. And are you willing to let go of whatever we think is real or you think is real? and that's the context for when I'm holding something that I could feel has a grip on me that's real, is I do give it that because this is what I want, is I want that the death of that thing, which I finally got, some communication from my Brian that we're ready to heal.
Yeah.
And that is, I mean, for me, the death of that thing that's got a grip on me looks like.
Yeah, and also, like Elias said, though, and if we don't have the death of it, then it will be the death of us. And it is the death of us as long as we keep it there. Yeah. Those guys are partners.
I find it interesting that, what you were saying, being grounded on the concept or grounded on something, it's like that's our foundation. And
Yes.
I think it's very much an okay thing to have that foundation, to ground ourselves into something, to find that security in something outside of us, or some concept that we've created in our mind, or some teaching, or whatever it is. That grounding can have a huge purpose to who we are and who we become. And but the thing is that he's sitting down on that. So when we're grounded, we're stationary. And we have to remember that we need to pick ourselves up and pick our feet up and put the thing, put our burden down and put the structures down and go see something different. Experience something new. We can become a scholar in one area, but then there's so much more to see if we open our eyes and move around and bring new experience and new thoughts and new ideas into what we're holding on to in ourselves. And it just expands who we are, expands what we are, and allows us to have more love and kindness and compassion for the thoughts and ideas of others and who they are and what they need. And so those are kind of some thoughts I had around that.
As you were talking, I noticed, just observing what you were saying, I noticed that the Four of Pentacles, he's wearing a crown, but in the death, the crown is on the ground.
Oh.
So it's like this is what rules us in this point, but if we're willing to put it down,
Wow.
another perspective to look at it. And I didn't realize that
The
until,
power of putting it down, since you
yeah.
said that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. It's also got the scepter next to it, right? No longer being ruled by this reality, this truth. And this comes up when we want to create something different. If you're sick and you want healing, what's going to be blaringly obvious is that you're sick. Not the healing, right? The healing is what's going to be out of reach. What gets a stronger grip on you is this, the sickness. And it's especially hard when it's something physical in your body that you're experiencing that you can't get away from. I mean, I know it's taken me 4 years so far to work through all this stuff, but little by little, I'm chipping away at all of the things that were super real. And without medical help, it's a change of mind, which is the crown. A change of my mental state and what's there. The horse is about to trample on this stuff, to confirm that there's something else I'm going to be ruled by.
Or that
Something else has come to
or
light.
that will be, it's like the overtaking of that. It's like that'll be the place of ruling
Yeah,
once
because
that's
not
there.
stepped on. It's like I could crush this,
Yeah.
but I'm heavy enough. I've got the hooves. I've got, and you can still have It's still available if you want something else to rule you. Like,
You think of the hesitance, the hes like it's stopped, like hesitating to. Doesn't mean he is, but I can identify with the hesitating to go ahead and crush that. Once you identify it, once you know it's there and that it needs to die, and then there's still that step to take that Elias was talking about.
Well, that reminds me of a quote, something to the effect of like, be careful about what you kill off, lest you kill off the best part of yourself or something like that, right? And I don't think kill off is what the word is. Like, it's either destroy or let go of or something like that, but it's a it's a quote that Twitchy uses. Just be careful that of like, you when you want to destroy a part of yourself, be careful that that might be the best part of you. Like, whatever our strength lies in our shadow. And that's why we want to look in the shadows for or be with our shadows. We want to learn to play with the shadows rather than, push them off, suppress them, and all this stuff. We want to be playful with them because we could find our strength in that. Like, my practice where I like to empower the things that I think are flaws right now. Being slow or whatever, it just means I give more love and attention to things. I care about what I'm doing, right? And we have a mutual friend that sort of got me on that on that path of empowering the things that I think are or turning the crap into gold, basically.
The alchemical part.
Yeah, how does this actually serve a purpose?
Yeah, I hear befriending it and also getting familiar, like beyond, well, befriending is beyond the getting familiar, but it is, you're getting more familiar with, like, well, first I didn't even know it was there. Now I know it's there, but what is it? What is it, and what is it serving? Yeah,
It's
and
my
all that to
ally.
me is discerning. Now I'm catching your
Catching my
throat
throat
need.
there.
Yeah,
I can't
something
think of
else
anything
too.
else right now unless Elias or you say something, and then I'm like, oh yeah, and
About
that.
all I got. I gotta get going here soon too. But
Okay.
there's what you guys were saying reminded me of the Johnny Cash song. And he says, "You can have it all, you can have my empire, my whole empire of dirt." And sometimes just giving away those things that people feel are so precious to them, just letting them have their things and kind of just putting down the empire that we think that we have. It's all just dirt. It's all just this earth, this experience, and just put it down and move on.
Down with the empire.
And move on. Ooh, yeah. How poignant is that at these times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the as within, or the within is made of the without, or however that goes. It's starting to get a little loopy right now. But you know what I mean.
As within, without.
Within,
Yeah,
yeah,
as for
if
you
you
said
want
it.
to, if you want to take down a tyrant, you got to dethrone the tyrant within first. So I think that's the same concept of down with the empire within. And it's going to reflect on the outside. We cannot be ruled.
And it's having it be dirt is great because the dirt is Mother Earth. But at the same time, It's also easier to step out of.
It's there to support us, but we don't need it.
There you go.
Or we don't need to hold on.
Perfect. There to support us. That was beautiful.
Dust we return.
Yep. All
Yeah. Guess that's all we got, huh?
right, Chip Keith.
For today. Bye.
We love you guys. Thanks for
You
being
too.
amazing.
See you the end.
Bye.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.